Good morning. Light snow broke out across most of interior New York and New England overnight and continues early this morning. An Alberta Clipper has been tracking through the northern tier of the U.S. all week long, and it's finally arrived. Most areas waking up to a dusting of snow up to an inch, and with a little more light snow coming down over the next few hours, most everyone will see a dusting up to an inch, especially across the I-90 corridor, but perhaps as much as 2 or 3 inches of snow across the higher terrain, particularly in the Adirondacks, Green Mountains, and Upper Hudson Valley. Portions of the Berkshires and the Taconics and the Catskills could see an inch or two of snow as well, while the mid and lower Hudson Valley and most of the Connecticut Valley in southern New England will get just a trace of snow as some rain showers will mix in. Gradually, as the snow winds down through the middle of the morning, temperatures will begin to climb off our morning lows in the upper 20s to around 30, and readings will be in the middle to upper 30s late this afternoon, so a lot of this snow will melt off by the end of the day. We do run the risk at a few scattered light rain and snow showers behind this system as it tracks through New England and off the coast. We'll have partly cloudy skies as we begin a clearing trend tonight. This will take temperatures back down into the mid-20s and set us up for a dry Friday with plenty of sunshine mixed with some cloud cover and temperatures reaching to about 40. Another disturbance will head in our direction for Christmas Eve on Saturday. This will bring some clouds and a few rain and snow showers, but not a major storm system, and high temperatures will reach into the lower 40s once again. High pressure building in behind this system will keep it dry and mostly sunny for Christmas Day on Sunday, and that will help push temperatures up toward the 40-degree mark. Things get a little more active for the early part of next week with some light rain showers possible on Monday with highs in the lower 40s, then an eventual cool down as we head toward the middle of next week with highs back down into the 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today. An upper-level system just off the southwest U.S. coast will spread heavy rain and high-elevation snow as it moves inland over much of the southwest and southern Rockies. Flash flooding is possible across portions of central Arizona into far western New Mexico. And another system pushing through the eastern Pacific Ocean will bring precipitation into the western states by tonight. By tomorrow, a steady stream of moisture focused into California will bring heavy rain and the potential for flash flooding along the coast, with heavy snow expected in the higher terrain of the Sierras. Winter storm warnings have been issued there for as much as 1 to 3 feet of snow. As the system pushes across the west, conditions will begin to dry out by the weekend along the coast, but another round of rain and mountain snow will spread east into the Intermountain West, where winter storm watches have been issued. And on Christmas Day, a blizzard watch is in effect for the Dakotas as the storm lifts through the northern plains. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Nok 10 has formed and is located near the island of Yap in the western Pacific Ocean. Nok 10 is expected to intensify to hurricane strength as it approaches the Philippines by Christmas Day. And in the southern hemisphere, Tropical Storm Yvette is located about 440 miles off the northwest coast of Australia with 50-mile-per-hour winds. Yvette is expected to maintain its strength as it approaches the coast into the weekend. At Mount Washington this morning, 60 miles visibility under cloudy skies and 10 above zero with a west-southwest wind at 36 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy with ice crystals and 27 below zero. In Albany on the hour, light snow and 29 degrees, the dew point 24, 82% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.01 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 80 degrees at Miami and Marathon, both in Florida, to a low of 15 below zero at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a few rain showers in the mid-40s, Boston cloudy with rain and snow showers in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with snow showers and highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 39 degrees, the low 19, the average temperature 29, that's 3 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, no snowfall, still 8.3 inches for the month up until midnight. That's 2/10 of an inch below normal. And 10.6 inches for the season, which is 1.0 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 34 degrees. The average low, 19. The record high, 60. set in 1990, and the record low 8 below zero in 1955. Sunrise this morning, 7:23 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:25 p.m. 9 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, with morning light snow, then mostly cloudy with a few rain and snow showers today, and highs in the mid-30s. Becoming partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with morning light snow or rain showers, then mostly cloudy with a few rain showers later today and highs in the lower 40s. Becoming partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with light snow this morning, then mostly cloudy with a few rain and snow showers later today and highs in the mid-30s. Becoming partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with morning light snow, then mostly cloudy with a few rain and snow showers today, and highs in the mid to upper 30s, becoming partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with morning light snow, then mostly cloudy with a few rain and snow showers later today and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Becoming partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds near 40. A few rain and snow showers Saturday, lower 40s. Mostly sunny Christmas Day on Sunday near 40. Mostly cloudy with some rain showers on Monday in the lower 40s. Becoming breezy and colder Tuesday with a mix of sun and clouds and snow showers upper 30s. And mostly sunny in the lower 30s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.